It's hard to see in any of these videos where you have an actual television camera crew. Heaven forbid, did you see the video of the Fox News reporter? Who was the guy? Was he working for Fox, New Tenochtitlan, or was he with Fox Fox News Network? was trying to videotape and do a report at some location. I think it was the New Tenochtitlan. And the looters, rioters, maniacs, protesters, whatever you want to call it, Antifa wackos, Lord of the Flies, wannabes, saw that he was videotaping and then turned their sights on him. Well, he got spooked and tried to get away. And his cameraman is filming all this as they're now chasing a reporter and screaming at him obscenities because he works for Fox News. Now, I'm not a fan of Fox News. I'm not going to go chase a reporter down. There are also consequences for Black Lives, right? It's the Wall Street Journal editorial just continuing on now. You need a subscription to get the editorials at the Wall Street Journal. They're usually pretty good, which is why I refer to them. And since most of you don't have subscription, I just share large parts of their editorials if they're applicable. There are also consequences for Black Lives when police retreat from policing. Robert Fryer, the Harvard economist, has found that when a high-profile police incident goes viral and is followed by an injustice department investigation, homicides and felonies spike in succeeding months. He told our columnist Jason Riley on Friday, quote, "It's costing Black lives. That pains me, and no one is talking about it," close quote. All of this poses a particular challenge to the liberal establishment that runs most of these cities and states. Again, is it a coinkydink that the cities and states that most of this stuff is happening in are run by Democrats? I don't think that's a coinkydink. Do you? The same goes for the mayors of Atlanta and Denver are excellent in distinguishing between peaceful protest and violent destruction, but others have encouraged rage against the cops, and so-called social justice prosecutors have risen to power in such cities as Philadelphia, San Francisco, and St. Louis. Now we'll see if they protect the neighborhoods they claim to represent against these violent mobs. Let me ask you a question. If any of this, you were asking me about where is Kensington at this morning? Mrs. O'Connell? Kensington. So a suburb of Philadelphia where there are mobs in the suburb. Okay, right? Now, can I just note, none of these Antifa, this is why I say this stuff is planned. Has to be planned, centrally coordinated. And it's related to the corona hoax. This is just too coincidental, just too perfect of a storm. Note that these neighborhoods that are gone into are primarily low-income, subsidized housing, if not outright housing projects for the most part. Antifa, looters, rapers, robbers, and pillagers are not going into neighborhoods where people like me are armed with 30-clip magazines or 30-round magazines and AR-15s, shotguns and handguns. They're not coming to my neighborhood. You know why? Because they know they'll get shot. They know that they'll meet resistance. Now, is that a coincidence?
See this happening in Louisiana.
No.
Southern states where Billy Bob's got the AK or the shotgun, sawed-off shotgun. You don't see it happening here.
And that picture, that you know what? That could be my picture of the day. Can you put that in today's pilot prep for me? That's a great. Where'd you get that? That is exactly the scene. If you're not in the chat room, you're not seeing this. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. That picture, because people like in pictures, that's the scene of Antifa modern anarchy. Everybody's got a dumb phone in their hand. And look, you can see. I'm going to try to count from left to right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. You see, one guy's got an iPad back there. You see the iPad? 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 20. I count 23 cameras. So this is your protest? You go somewhere and you start breaking things that don't belong to you, burning things that don't belong to you, and then you whip a phone out that just happens to be fully charged, and then you photograph it. By the by, look at some of those phones. Those aren't cheap. That iPad goes for what? $900? $800, $900? If it's an iPad Pro, it's $1,100 or $1,200 now. That big Samsung phone right there with the camera lens in the center, these are expensive devices. These aren't cheap. What is exactly that you're upset about? You've got the world's highest, you've got world-class digital recording technology that used to only be owned by entire television stations. We have the audio from the mayor of Hotlanta here, from Keisha Lance Bottoms. And Mayor Bottoms is... Now, she starts off at the beginning talking about how she's a mother, she has a son, and all this. I guess trying to put it all in perspective, trying to say, hey, I'm one of you, but you got to stop this.
Here today. Above everything else, I am a mother. I am a mother to 4 black children in America. One of whom is 18 years old. And when I saw the murder of George Floyd, I hurt like a mother would hurt. And on yesterday, when I heard there were rumors about violent protests in Atlanta, I did what a mother would do. I called my son and I said, "Where are you?" I said, "I cannot protect you, and black boys shouldn't be out today. So you're not going to out-concern me and out-care about where we are in America. I wear this each and every day, and I pray over my children each and every day. So what I see happening on the streets of Atlanta is not Atlanta. This is not a protest. This is not in the spirit of Martin Luther King Jr. This is chaos. A protest has purpose. When Dr. King was assassinated, we didn't do this to our city. So if you love this city that has had a legacy of black mayors and black police chiefs and people who care about this city, where more than 50% of the business owners in Metro Atlanta are minority business owners. If you care about this city, then go home and pray that somebody like Reverend Beasley will come and talk to you and give you some instructions on what a protest should look like and how you effectuate change in America. This police chief made a video on yesterday, pull it up on YouTube, where she said she was appalled to watch the murder of George Floyd. This woman did that. You're not honoring the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. and the civil rights movement. You're not protesting anything running out with brown liquor in your hands, breaking windows in this city.
Bam!
T.I. and Killer Mike own half the West Side. So when you burn down this city, you're burning down our community.
Yep.
If you want change in America, go and register to vote. Show up at the polls on June 9th. Do it in November. That is the change we need in this country. You are disgracing our city. You are disgracing the life of George Floyd and every other person who has been killed in this country. We are better than this. We're better than this as a city. We are better than this as a country.
Now, that's the mayor of Hotlanta. That's Keisha Lance Bottoms. Now, who disagrees with that? Not very many people. Well, no, I'll tell you who disagrees with it. The people that are doing the rioting and the looting. Wall Street Journal editorial board concludes, the same goes for liberal and media and intellectuals who are in general portraying the riots as an understandable response. No, it's not understandable. There's nothing understandable about this unless you are currently reading The Lord of the Flies. I wonder if you added up the population of how many tens, if not hundreds of thousands, of agitators, violent wackos that there are out there. What kind of a number do you get to? Is it in the tens of thousands or is it in the hundreds of thousands? That's hundreds of thousands of... Now, here's the other part about this. You know why most of those Antifa wackos have got to wear the mask over their face and the black hood? Because they come from well-to-do white families. These are not street rats or punks or whatever you want to call them, or street urchins or whatever the terminology is. Most of those kids, most of those young people come from privileged, middle to middle upper class families, and they don't want their identity to be known. They hate their parents. They probably have no fathers or have never had any fathers. And if they did have a father, he probably wasn't a very good one. This, again, is a lack of masculinity. And so what do? You perform fake masculine acts. It is not an act of masculinity to beat someone who's not defensible. It's not an act of masculinity to steal from someone who can't stop you from stealing them and can't defend their own private property. These are acts of what Kennedy Hall calls in the great book, Terror of Demons. These are what are acts of effeminate men or effeminacy. This is the opposite of masculinity.